All right. So, welcome to the second episode of the Voice podcast. I'm Editor-in-Chief Tim Coyers here with Assistant Editor
Rodrigo Benendo
and new podcast club member
Mitchell. Yo.
No listener?
You don't need to know.
Okay.
So, drop some likes if you like Mitchell being on the podcast. He is an awesome member. He has actually did many things behind the scenes for podcast club and Void Media. So, he is a awesome member. So, we're actually going to start with a new segment that we're starting, our Panther Press Recap. Panther Press is a school news website of Klein Oak High School, and they post stories every Friday at PantherPressOnline.com. Occasionally, they'll have some cool news that comes out during the week, so make it a habit, like first thing in the morning, and check out what Panther Press has to offer, because we have awesome stories that you wouldn't find otherwise. So our first story that we're going to be discussing is Stringing It Together. Orchestra members bond while competing in Albuquerque. This is by our reporter Alessandra Esquivel, and it's about orchestra competing at the recent tournament in Albuquerque. So check that out. Also, we have the football program honors the biggest fans, and it's about our transition program happening here at Klein Oak, and it's a very, very awesome program. So it gives people who usually don't have a voice actually like a voice and get to be recognized by the football team and Coach Glenn, and they actually received many awards for the work they've been doing behind the scenes for the football team. So check that out. That's by reporter Jacob McCready. He's also the photographer of Panther Press, so he's did many cool jobs on and behind the scenes. So definitely check that one out. And then they have a UIL Theater Preview by Jake Curl. So check that out. It's about the upcoming UIL Theater Competition. I think they're competing at the time of recording this. So by the time this release, you should know the results of the UIL Theater Competition. Also, you can check out Picasso, Robin, Michelangelo, and Charles Dana. It's a story about Charles Dana recently won, I think, a $47,000 scholarship at the Houston Livestock Show for his art. And this article is by Zainab Ansari. So make sure to check that out when you can.
Because I think, if I remember hearing correctly, he actually hated the artwork. I mean, we all do in art, so I mean, I hate my artwork for sure. But
like, you're also your strongest critic, so it's not necessarily hate. It's just you wanting to improve yourself by giving yourself that criticism.
Fun fact, Charles is also the biggest art critic. We go to him just for critiques for artworks.
So you're actually part of the art program.
Oh, yeah, for sure, definitely. And not just that, but like, Charles is like my brother. And if he says yes or no to my artworks, that's just trying to see if I should either destroy it or improve it. Mostly destroy it.
Cool, cool. Kind of harsh world in the world of art, but that's just how it be sometimes. So, also, our next news article that's on Panther Press is Get Your O's Up. It's about the spirit movement kind of going on at Klein Oak. Have y'all been seeing it lately? The
yes.
Culture bands?
Oh, yeah.
We recently had a dodgeball game last Friday at the time of recording this. Would be last Friday.
Didn't Captain Riley get hit with or slip? I think so.
I don't know. I heard it got pretty crazy. The dodgeball game was overall pretty fun for the staff and students that were actually competing on the field. I actually got to record video for Panther Press that should be coming out soon. And also we had some footage recorded, I think, for the KOTV. I don't know if I'm sure on that. But if not, you can let me know down in the comments. Or we'll find out on Monday. And by the time this comes out, it'll be after the KOTV, but y'all will find out.
There better be a whole montage of people just getting hit with dodgeballs, slipping. I want to see people falling with, like, just that old classical music.
I was I was so tempted, like, when I was getting the video to put, like, little sound effects, like,
honestly, you should. Did you?
I did not.
You should. Go back.
I did not. I don't know. Should. I don't know if that would be too extra.
I just feel like a montage of just people just getting hit or just slipping.
And it's but like, check out this article by Jake Curl about this new spirit movement going on at Klein Oaks. It's an amazing thing going on.
Did y'all get your O-bands?
Yeah.
I actually have mine on right now. The old yellow culture bands, they're actually transitioning into some new culture bands that y'all hear in the episode of KO TV. If you didn't see that also, check out This Week at KO. It's a shorter version of KO TV podcast that we put out. It's like an audio edition, so it's a good way to catch up on the biggest news that happens on KO TV. And it's kind of like a brief overview of what's going on this week at Klein Oak, so make sure to check it out. So that wraps up our Panther Press recap. Our next news item is a Momo challenge. Have y'all heard about this?
0%. Nada. I've heard memes, but let's be real here. Who hasn't seen any memes, okay, nowadays?
I don't know.
About the Momo challenge?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. I heard about it. I don't take it very seriously because, personally, I don't think it's that important. Like, I don't think it matters that much. It's just a hoax, and we shouldn't worry about it too much.
But also, this challenge, it's not really a challenge. It's been seen by the media as like a challenge, but it's actually a thing. They put this Momo character inside. They kind of embed it sneakily into YouTube Kids, specifically YouTube Kids videos on the YouTube platform. So the algorithm doesn't catch it like they normally do, like for swearing, for inappropriate things being displayed on video, inappropriate words, hate speech. It doesn't get caught by the algorithm because they sneak it in a way. So these kids are watching Peppa Pig or Blue's Clues or whatever they watch on the YouTube Kids.
God bless Blue's Clues. Like, what a popular show that was.
Even more popular is Minecraft and Fortnite videos. They've been putting this character inside and telling them to do things to harm themselves or hurt themselves or the family. And it's a very serious thing. And I'm kind of glad YouTube has addressed this issue and they're starting to remove this. But what do y'all think about this Momo challenge going on?
What's the point? What's the point, honestly?
What do you get out of doing it?
Like, see, the only thing you're going to get out of this, okay, is just injuries in this case.
And very scared kids. Like,
very scared kids.
I know my cousin, yeah, he's terrified of those things.
I know my my younger brother, he saw the Momo. He didn't actually see it on YouTube, but we showed him it and said, hey, if you see this, let us know. It's not real. Don't listen to it. Kind of like that. We kind of took that approach with it, and now he kind of doesn't want to go on YouTube because he's scared of seeing the Momo, which is better than him actually encountering the Momo character and like hearing some of the things and kind of being told to do these bad things that you know you shouldn't do, but because this character is telling you to do it and like inducing the fear that if you don't do it, something bad will happen.
Right.
So I think the Momo challenge is just another way for like people on social media to kind of spread fear and spread hate among social media and all around on YouTube. Mm-hmm. But we also seen, is this actually YouTube's issue? Is it the parents' issue? Is it the government's issue?
The government.
how is it the government's first? Hold up.
It's all one big conspiracy.
I don't know.
No. I can see that. I can see that.
But it's not exactly the government's issue because FCC doesn't actually like regulate YouTube because YouTube is own private company. So it actually, YouTube is supposed to regulate what's going on YouTube because they can choose whatever they want to be on there since they're hosting it on their platform.
Mm-hmm. I never saw
it. Allowing you to do it. Mm-hmm. So, but YouTube, it's not exactly YouTube's issue. I think it's a mix of both. Like YouTube should be looking for these things and like actually have people going on YouTube and like looking for these things instead of having an algorithm that just like,
I mean, there's too many videos. I think as they get reported by people, by viewers, it should get blocked.
But by the time it gets reported, usually too late. Like a kid already seen this and like encountered this Momokid.
Then possibly. Yeah. Okay. Have jobs for people to watch your YouTube videos. Use money. Also, these videos will get taken down.
Yeah. Also, like, our world is becoming more computerized because it costs more money to hire someone than just put in, just code a algorithm that goes through on the platform and handpicks what should and should not be on there and what gets flagged and what doesn't get flagged.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I think it's unreasonable to have like all these people looking at all of these new videos, because you know how many new YouTube videos come out like every second? Like, it must be too much to manage.
Like, I get notifications on my phone every day from like YouTube channels that I subscribe to that I turn on the notifications. I just got like notification left and right.
Exactly.
AKA IGN News. I'm a big news guy, if y'all don't know that. So I always have my notifications on for IGN News, pop culture news. Anyway, do y'all think it's kind of the parents' fault?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because, like, the parents should be, like, kind of monitoring, like, at that age, like, from like, birth to like 10, they should be like monitoring like what media the kids watch, not just like give them an iPad and say, hey, watch videos.
Well, I mean, the whole point of the Momo challenge is to like sneak in the Momo character inside of a video that seems like good and happy and wholesome. Mm-hmm. So I mean, the whole point is like kind of like a Trojan horse. It's supposed to like get by the thumbnail, and it's supposed to look innocent. It's supposed to fool the viewer.
Kind of like clickbait.
Yeah,
it's going on YouTube right now.
It's kind of like reverse clickbait because you don't know what's in the video.
That is true.
Yeah. But like if the parents actually like sitting with a kid like watching the video with them and they know about this Momo character, they could pause it before Momo even speaks. Okay. Because
not just that, but also
when as soon as that face pops up, they hit pause, done, gone.
But then also to forward
report the video
is that I think parents need to spend more time with their children.
Yeah, not like putting them in front of the screen.
Yeah, here's the thing. Like, I've read Fahrenheit 451, F451, okay, and
351.
What?
351.
Oh, it's 451. It's Fahrenheit 451.
Is it 451?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh my god, my bad.
Our English 2 teachers are going to be so mad at us.
Ms. James, sorry. No, but like, I read the book, okay, and I know there's a new show coming out with Michael Jordan.
No, the movie is actually out right now on HBO. Fine. Go check it out. Not an endorsement.
Is it good?
It's actually pretty good.
It has Michael Jordan in it, so it's like
Michael B. Jordan?
Yep.
Ooh, it's actually a pretty good movie.
But I do remember the scene with his wife, though, the main character's wife, and how she had 3 screens with her. And in this case, you know, with technology and just like this will, how should I say this, influence us. You know, I also read this old poem during one of our tests for English, and it was about specifically about a nursery, okay? And this nursery would, in this case, have like an imaginative world, okay? Like special AIs and all that. In this case, one of the characters say about this nursery was that nursery, I should say this. That nursery grew those kids, okay? Like, basically, was the adult, okay? And just giving your kids an iPad isn't really a good solution, because in a way, this is during a time of development where they need to
establish more like personal time, yeah.
That too, you know? It's like, for you to say, oh, like, why can't they just be next to them, you know, while they do it? Yes, it could, but also be better if they could just put the iPad down and do something like go outside.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. So I think this concludes the Void Episode 1. If y'all have any thoughts about the Panther Press recap or any thoughts about KOTV or the Momo Challenge, let us know in the comment section below if you're listening on a section that allows comments. Also, make sure to follow us on all listening platforms, also on social media. So that concludes this episode, and I hope y'all have a good week. Thank you.
Okay.
Peace.
Adios.